Together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It's Friday, February 24th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy.
Hi.
I just tried a new coffee today.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's real good. Do you like that?
It seems like it's making it go fast.
It seems like my motor's going a little bit quicker than it was yesterday. Yes, but I'm trying to do this real quick and as quick as I possibly can because of the short slot of time
60
that we
minutes.
Have.
60 minutes.
We don't have 60 minutes, dude. I don't know where you're at. I mean, come on. How many commercials do we have to do here? Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. Yes, we are. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. The voice that the pro-murderers, that's what they are. They call themselves the pro-choicers. Wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise. Now, why would globalists despise patriots? Because patriots uphold dying laws, the laws of our republic. We are the Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to see our pretty little faces, well, mine. Right, guys? Right? We're all in this together, right? Everybody in this room, you know what it looks like in this room right now? And it smells like? Smells like mushrooms, and everybody wants to hurt me. What's up with that?
You having fun in the mailroom? Shiny bins?
Yes. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. And don't get mad at me because I'm beautiful. No. And don't get mad at me, folks, because I'm in a good mood today. You say to yourself, how can you possibly be in a good mood? Well, the joy of the Lord is my strength. We're called to be overcomers. How do I do that? By the grace given unto us. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Folks, if you'd like to go to my Facebook, please do. And again, thank you for the response. Bradley, double E, Dean on my Facebook. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. On my Twitter, BradleyDean1. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves. You got it right. We're not related to Willard Romney. And make not the others the measure of our conduct. That's exactly right. We're not related to Mitt Romney. Folks, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Hey, we're getting good at that. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio, and the way that you can do is when you don't compromise, because you know Christians, patriots, and conservatives, when you compromise, you lose the day. Can't hold the truth in unrighteousness, right? Folks, this up-and-coming election, by the way, Mr. Obamanation, today said that he feels that he's got five more years left. Folks, what's good about all of this is he does have a record that he can run on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? He does have a record now that he can run on. No more empty promises. We've seen the fruit of this individual. Yep. Folks, it's not about the survival of America. It's about the survival of Obama during his campaign. Not about you. It's either the one or the other. It's not about the survival of Obama, from our perspective. It's about the survival of America. Because America is not Obama, clearly, and I'm going to prove that point today, and Obama is not America. And one more thing. A quick heads up, we are working again on a second hour. We've been getting emails and phone calls. 1 hour is not enough. Yes, we understand that. That's why we try to cram as much as we can into the 1 hour that we do now have. Our listenership has doubled since our last report, as I've told you all week, and we thank you for that, and that's why we're bringing on another hour so you guys can enjoy the Sons of Liberty. So we thank you for that.
24/7, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, you want to check out the Facebook, because daily we are posting new things, like today, on WorldNet Daily. There's a brand new article out that Bradley wrote, brand new columns on the front page of WorldNet Daily. It's on the front page of GCNLive.com. It's also on all the Facebooks, so
yeah.
I encourage you to check
out. And we just did
a
national press release yesterday.
That's right. Question.
Hey, by the way, Heather, what's been the feedback with that?
Well,
it's been going
well.
I know a couple people have posted it on their front page of their websites, and we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. National outlets, have we gotten any responses? Or still waiting for that, I guess. Okay.
They continue to report. Do you want to give the topic?
Yeah, well, the topic was that I basically went after the president of these United States and said to him, why are you promulgating that which is unconstitutional, unlawful, and unchristian in every sense of the word? I didn't talk around. I didn't, you know, beat around the bush. I didn't, you know, circumnavigate around the issue. No, I went right to the person that's promulgating these as he's opening the doors to every form of licentiousness, lasciviousness, gross stuff, guys. Really gross stuff. Immoral stuff. And because he's trying to upend your constitution, if anybody's listening, because that's what he's trying to do, through homosexual marriage. And isn't it interesting, too, the correlation between the Muslims and the gays?
Strange.
The homosexuals are being very strange.
Only in America, too, I
might add. Homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram. Mm-hmm. For gay marriage, look who's right behind him trying to implement Sharia law.
Yeah,
isn't that interesting?
What
folks?
Happens to Muslims under? Well,
in the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals.
So under Sharia law, the execution of homosexuals.
Yeah.
But yet
in America, they're buddy buddy.
But in America, only in America.
Only in America.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, only in America do you have a president of these United States saying he was sorry for what happened in Afghanistan during the burning of the Quran.
Yeah.
But he forgot about those Christians that were being killed over there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't
he? You know.
Yeah.
Those Christians.
Yeah.
Don't question his faith.
No.
The topic of the WND column, folks.
Amen. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back and talk about radical Islam and the president of the United States apologizing? Say what?
The Christian.
Do?
Christian?
You talk. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get all of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Experts on radical Islam say the United States military is sadly mistaken if it believes groveling at the feet of Muslims after copies of the Quran were accidentally burned will help win the hearts and minds of the world's Islamic community. The reaction of the U.S. military towards a recent report that NATO forces may have unintentionally burned copies of the Muslim holy book stands in stark contrast to its response when United States forces burned copies of the Bible in 2009. Trying to figure out how this works. When it refused to apologize and even defended the practice. President Barack Hussein Obama apologized to Afghans for the burning of Qurans at a U.S. military base, all the while an Afghan soldier gunned down two American troops during another day of angry protests. You got to ask yourself, folks, who keeps these people riled up? I mean, do they got nothing better to do with their time except to burn coffins with Jewish flags and the United States flags over coffins?
Sounds like a religion of peace.
Yeah, and calling for the death to Jerusalem and death to America. And you have the president of the United States apologizing to them? Man, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, folks, call me crazy, but something's not right. Something's not right out there, right? Thousands of protesters, some shouting, "Long live Islam," and "Death to America," staged demonstrations across Afghanistan for a third day. Protesters climbed the walls of a U.S. base in the east, threw stones inside, and adorned an outside wall with the Taliban's trademark white flag.
That's American, man, right?
Boy, should I play stupid? Should I play dumb on this topic here? Barack Hussein Obama, I will do everything that I can, as long as I am president of the United States, to remind the American people that we are one nation under God, and we may call that God different names, but we remain one nation. This is also the president calling for a new world order, folks, just like George Bush, just like his daddy, George Bush Sr. Wow. This is really bizarre. And then we just have the dictator over in Iran calling for a New World Order. And not too long ago, we just had the Catholic Pope call for a New World Order. Something's a little strange here, folks. I mean, are these guys like creating chaos to bring in a new order? Is that what's going on here? Let me go back to Mr. President Barack Hussein Obama about Islam. Number one, he said, Islam has always been a part of America.
Oh, really?
Wow, I'm trying to figure out.
Wait a minute. America geographically is right above South America, right below Canada. Does he got the right country here?
I don't think so. I mean, no. He thought there was 57 states in our union, though. This is also the guy, when everybody had their hand on their heart, saying the Pledge of Allegiance concerning our fallen veterans, who didn't put his hand on his heart.
And all this over and a flag.
Yeah,
right?
And America's still trying to figure out what his faith is. Yeah. Yeah, number two, we will encourage more Americans to study in Muslim communities.
Really? Study what?
Well, this sounds like a reversal, doesn't it, folks? Shouldn't he have said, we encourage more Muslims to study in American communities? But then again, he does spend a lot of time overseas, right?
True. He's got a lot of friends over
there. Bowing over to Saudi kings, yeah.
That's what
I mean. Yeah, you got that. Number three, these rituals remind us of the principles that we hold in common and Islam's role in advancing justice, progress, tolerance, and the dignity of all human beings. Boy, it sounds like he might, well, I don't know, be one of them.
He really likes this Muslim thing, doesn't he?
He really does. Number four, American and Islam are not exclusive and need not to be in competition. No, Islam, in their faith, they want to kill Christians. Just like they are over in the Middle East. Instead, they overlap and share, said the president, common principles of justice and progress, tolerance and the dignity of all human beings. Oh, by the way, the Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals. Well, is that the justice and progress and tolerance that they're talking about?
Did you get that?
It's also interesting that the homosexuals now will not hold the Muslims accountable for their threat towards them.
No.
They'll blame anybody else that doesn't allow them to do what they want to do.
Namely Christians.
As bigotry. Homophobe. Uh-huh. Oh, now there's Islamophobe. Oh, as a matter of fact, folks, let me take it a step further. A first UK helpline for victims of Islamophobia is being set up amid concerns that incidents are not being reported or properly categorized. I didn't know Christians were threatening Islam. I didn't know that. They want to set up a hotline. By the way, it's called a hate line for Islam. Anybody hates them? Now they got a hotline where they can actually call in and report the incident. I didn't know that it was the American Christians that were calling for the execution of Islamic individuals.
I haven't heard any.
I haven't either, man. I don't know. Yet when they looked behind the curtain and they asked the question, well, where are all the threats towards the Islamic folks? They couldn't find the data.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah,
sounds like someone is using Alinsky right tactics, communist tactics, by punching you in the face as their crying victim.
Telling you, stop punching me.
Yeah. Boy, America, you better wake up to this radicalism because that's exactly what's going on. You're being punched in the face as their crying victim. Let's go on here, shall we? Obama said, number five, so I have known Islam on three continents before coming to the region where it was first revealed. So he is Islam. Well,
he's not
he goes to mosques.
That he's not.
Right? His wife says he's from Kenya.
They come to the White House and do their
thing. I'm getting to that. Ramadan is a celebration of faith known for great diversity and racial equality. Listen to this, folks. The mixing of the homosexual vernacular with Islam. Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals. Number seven, as a young man, I worked in Chicago communities where many found dignity and peace in their Muslim faith, said Obama. Sounds like he might be one of them. Number eight, I look forward to hosting an after dinner celebrating Ramadan here at the White House later this week and wish you a blessed month. Whoa, and in the same president is the one that wouldn't send representatives to the National Day of Prayer.
Christian prayer, might I add.
Christian prayer, yeah. Number nine, President Obama said that my experience guides my conviction that partnership between America and Islam must be based on what Islam is, not what it isn't. And I consider it a part of my responsibility as the President of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they may appear.
As folks, the President of the United States, huh?
Just keep in mind, he apologized to Afghanistan for the burning of Korans. He was okay when they burned the Bible. He's okay with Christians being killed in the Middle East, but he takes the time to have him and his administration to apologize to Afghan for the burning of Korans. Number 10, President Obama said, I also know that Islam has always been a part of Americans and the American story. Really?
Okay, give me some examples.
I don't think you can. Him.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be.
That's
Let's
true.
Listen to his administration, folks.
Yeah.
Go in the bathroom all over themselves, apologizing to the Afghans. Go ahead, check this out.
And I can only echo what they say, which is that we apologize to the Afghan people and disapprove of such conduct in the strongest possible terms.
Hang on a second. As they're attacking the Christian faith just over the last couple weeks to this administration, mm-hmm. Just keep this in mind. They're apologizing to Afghanistan for the burning of Korans unintentionally while they're attacking your Christian faith in your backyard. Folks, you're getting punched in the face as they're crying victim. This is nothing new. This is communism. This is how they operate. This is Saul Alinsky discipleship. That's what they're doing. They're punching you in the face. Wake up and wise up. They're punching you in the face as they're crying victim. Don't forget this. Don't forget this at all. And God forbid this president and this administration do anything to protect the Iranian pastor that became a Christian that's going to be executed to protect his life. Nothing, not a word about that, folks. You better wise up as to what you have in the Oval Office. He is not, let me make myself clear, he is not one of you. He is not one of you. And if you think he is one of us, I would like for you to show me the fruit of that. If I take a kernel or a seed, let me take it to an apple seed, and plant it into the soil of the ground, folks, what's it going to reproduce, an orange tree or an apple tree? I'm asking you. It would be a?
Apple tree.
Yeah. Because I planted an, okay, if I take an American and an internationalist and plant that seed into the soil of the ground, what is being reproduced right now, folks? An American or an internationalist calling for the New World Order? Trying to overthrow the Constitution of the United States. Defunding you. Bankrupting you. Attacking everything that you are as a Christian nation, this administration has done. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to be a part of the show, last shout out, 1-877-807-9977 or go on to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 or go online sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. And what we forgot to do, the second segment here, is to finish off Jay Carney, the clown, Obama's ventriloquist, for you to hear what he had to say when they were going to the bathroom all over themselves, asking for forgiveness from the Afghans for accidentally and unintentionally burning the Korans. Well, go ahead and finish off the clown here, would you?
Which is that we apologize to the Afghan people and disapprove of such conduct in the strongest possible terms. This was a deeply unfortunate incident that does not reflect the great respect our military has for the religious practices of the Afghan people. Our military leaders have apologized, as I mentioned, for these unintentional actions, and ISAF is undertaking an investigation to understand what happened and to ensure that steps are taken so that incidents like this do not happen again.
And, of course, he's reading. That wasn't enough, though. Come on, someone else in his administration had to stand up and do the same thing. Not just one apology, folks, but let's bring on the second one. Keep in mind, Christians being killed in the Middle East, the burning of Bibles is okay with this president, folks. He's not one of us. I don't care if you like it or not. I hope Obama's got me tuned in every day, because I know he just got my letter.
And responded.
Absolutely, he did. But the bottom line is, folks, enough of this. And I'm going to bring this to Scripture in a couple minutes for you so you can wait out. And one more thing. You know what? Let's finish this point, and then I'll bring up the next one about the correlation of the Muslims and the homosexuals. The Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals. And I said, isn't it a strange, aren't they strange bedfellows? Strange. Folks, for those that didn't know who Keith Ellison is, he's here in the state of Minnesota. He's the first Muslim to ever be
sworn in on the Quran, congressman.
Okay, thank you. congressman. I wanted to make sure I was talking about a congressman or a senator. Okay. What's interesting about Keith Ellison is I called him out on the radio. We've been with Salem Communications for 10 years. I called him out on public radio, and I said, this is interesting. This Muslim is a proud vice chair.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is the weirdest thing in the world, is it not? The Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals, but Keith Ellison is proud to be named vice chair of bipartisan congressional lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender equality caucus.
Equality caucus.
He oversees it. A little weird, folks. When the Muslims are the ones calling for the execution of the homosexuals. Little weird.
Yeah.
He went on the Daily Beast, and he said, I don't think people realize how radical Bradley Dean is. You go, boy, because what you don't know and you don't understand, you don't know how to respond to someone that doesn't take your baloney and someone that doesn't take you for what you say, because most of your congregants are too stupid to know what you can do and what you can't do. And what you did in America is shameful. He's also aligned and allied with the Democratic Socialists of America at any price to destroy.
Yeah.
He's a Muslim, folks. Homosexuals are trying to implement homosexual marriage. Who's right behind them, as I said prior to this segment? Who's behind them, folks? The Muslims are trying to implement Sharia law because homosexual marriage upends your constitution. For all you homosexual sympathizers out there. Isn't it interesting? Well, you sympathize with them. They're trying to create laws called hate laws to shut your mouth. And if you speak out against them, they'll incriminate you. As I said earlier, they're punching you in the face as they're crying victim.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what's going on here. I just got done telling you right before Keith Ellison that not one apology was made to the Afghans, but another one on Barack Hussein Obama's administration. Here's the next one. Listen to this lady.
The concern is that some around the world will think that this represents an affirmative statement by the United States, and it does not represent our values or our view of how the Quran ought to be treated.
Oh, how ought it be to be treated? Kill the infidel? This is an American, folks, talking about digging a hole that they're sooner or later going to fall in. Kill the infidel? You're a Christian nation, lady. 68% of you in America claim your Christianity, and you're making excuses for the Quran when it was unintentionally burned? You have got to be out of your mind. But this is what kind of scoundrels Obama has in his administration, just like Mussolini did.
Yep.
Those that don't know any better, those that just take orders.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to quotes by Barack Hussein Obama about this Christian nation. Number one, he said, whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation. Well, then what are we, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama? As you put your hand on that Christian Bible before you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Here's another question for you. As America's bending over backwards to apologize to Afghanistan, well, what was the reason that we were over there in the first place?
Protecting oil.
Hmm. Really?
Seems to me, well, that was the secret.
Well, we weren't supposed to do that. You've got to fall in line with the conservatives, Jake.
Wasn't there some radical terrorists, Islamic terrorists, that we were terrified to death of Islamic people?
10 years ago, we were told that. We were told that for 10 years. We were inundated with fear, oppression, and a lack of courage, which is not the spirit of America.
Because Islamic people took their faith to the extreme and then wanted to go and kill the infidel.
Now the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, through Janet Napolitano, they just hand over high classified, secretive records concerning our country to Muslims and the radicals.
Is there a connection between this administration and the Muslims?
I don't know.
I'm starting to think after all the stuff you're reading, there might be a connection.
Oh, here, let me go on. I'm not done yet. We don't consider ourselves a Christian nation, said Barack Hussein Obama. Number three, Brock, go ahead.
Of all the dispensations and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports.
Yeah.
In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who would labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness.
Right. And what did John Adams, number two, say about that?
We talked about
our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious Christian people.
It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other.
Any other. But we have a guy saying that that's not who you are anymore, folks.
Yeah.
That's why, hey, as a matter of fact, what he's doing as he's saying that that's not who we are anymore, he's doing his best to destroy who we are as he's trying to implement a new order. That's what he's doing.
He thinks we ought to be.
I think so. Let me go on here. Number three, Barack Hussein Obama said about Christianity, what passages of Scripture should guide our public policy? Should we go with Leviticus, which suggests slavery is okay? No, it's a lack of Christianity. And that eating shellfish is an abomination? Or we could go to Deuteronomy, which suggests stoning your child if he strays from the faith. Oh, my gosh, dude.
What do the Muslims do?
Sometimes I just get to the point, like, folks, when you listen to liberals, they never have a foot to stand on. They never do. Every time they say something, if you pay attention scripturally and constitutionally to what they're saying, they're always inflicting themselves through their ignorance.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yep.
That's what happens when you spit against heaven, right? Let me go on to number four, Barack Hussein Obama. Even those who claim the Bible's inerrancy make distinctions between scriptural edicts, sensing that some passages, the Ten Commandments say, or a belief in Christ's divinity, are central to Christian faith. Yeah. While others are more culturally specific and may be modified to accommodate modern life. He's trying to take away the spirit from Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Trying to make it open for debate.
Wow.
Just like they do to the Constitution. Well, you know, we know it says, but let's debate about that. Do you really think that has anything to do with today's day and age? Let's go ask the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Well, let's continue on here with the pious one in office. Those who oppose abortion cannot simply invoke God's will. They have to explain why abortion violates some principle that is accessible to people of all faiths. Dude, he's sick. He's sick, dude.
Wow.
This is a sick-minded individual. But how couldn't you be when you want to mandate the murder of babies in women's womb? Oh, by the way, this is nothing new under the sun. There was Pharaoh in the day of Moses, and there was Herod in the day of Christ.
Yep.
There's something special about that generation that dictators, wannabe dictators, want to kill the babies in the womb, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
2 years and younger. Well, that's pretty important to dictators. By the way, Herod also wanted to worship the Son of God. Remember he told the wise men?
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, it's not three wise men, folks. It's the wise men.
Go tell them to come on over and show me where this new king is.
That I might worship him also. No. Really, what Herod wanted to do so I might kill him also.
Because, I mean, kings are always looking for good competition, right?
That's why Planned Parenthood's your best friend, man. Give them a call if you're having some problems.
They're an authority.
Yeah. Number nine, on a support for civil unions for homosexual couples. If people find that controversial, then I would just refer them to the Sermon on the Mount. Folks, I got a question for you to show you this is blasphemy.
It is blasphemy.
Why did Christ die on the cross? For the sins of the world.
That's right.
What is sin? Anything that transgresses God's law, his moral law. It's not just homosexuals, folks. It's adultery as well, or fornication.
Mm-hmm.
The law said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look at a woman to lust after her, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. Now, let me ask you something, folks. Would you sell me one of your eyeballs for $1 million? Anybody with the right mind would say, no way. Well, let's say somebody did say, yeah, I would. Well, what if I bring it up to $20 million? Would you sell me one of your eyeballs? Hopefully, you still have a right mind. And you say, no way. Do you realize Jesus said that if your eye offends thee, to pluck it out and cast it from thee? For it's more profitable that you enter into heaven maimed than to go to hell with both. Now, was he saying go pluck out your eyes? No. He's saying that's how much you should fear God. That's what he's doing. He's teaching you the fear of God. And by the way, what Jesus said in grace was much, much more severe than what the law said through Moses. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back. We're going to close up this hour on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back. We'll finish.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Right before the break, I was talking about how adamant Obama Nation is about aborting innocent babies in the womb. By the way, it's aimed at blacks and Hispanics. Planned Parenthood needed a black minister to do the job. This is a fact. Ask Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. Folks, a black president is advocating abortion in black communities and Hispanic communities. And he's trying to win their sympathies by going to them and basically saying, keep me in office. But what you don't know is I'm aiming at you. That's exactly what he's doing. Look behind him. You know, here's another thing. I had a lady had put a thing out the other day, some radio show. I don't know, some green, some liberal whack. And she said, Bradley Dean went on a rant about black people for 10 minutes. Folks, go online to You Can Run International. I'm in a band called Junkyard Prophet. And we have videos out worldwide, so on and so forth. There's a lot more to us than just the Sons of Liberty. But if you check it out, go ahead and look at my guitar player, would you please? And tell me what color he is. Because these liberals don't, what they do is they strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. Just absolute foolishness. They never find out what the facts are before they open their stinking big fat mouths and stick both feet in it. And if they're not, their feet aren't in the mouth, go ahead and ask me and I'll put their feet in their mouth for them. Okay. President Barack Hussein Obama, pull that down, please. Talking about abortion, Herod and Pharaoh. about special generations. America, you just happen to be in one of them. Did you know that Obama Nation has killed over 4,051,500 babies since he's been in office? Black communities, I know you guys are wide awake, my friends. This guy is no good through and through. America, why this man has not been impeached a long time ago, I have no idea. One more quote from Obama Nation on Muslims. He said publicly, no matter which way the wind blows, he would remain loyal to Muslims. I rest my case. Let's go to scripture real quick. I want you to get, this is, it's so simple, folks. There's nothing complicated about this. What's going on in your country? Listen carefully. Look at history. Tell me if I'm not telling you the truth. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, verse 5, I'm sorry. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, right and wrong, through my law, the Lord says, even as the Lord my God commanded me, said Moses, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it, where you are now, folks, to uphold, to magnify the laws in which Christ died for. Christ didn't make void the law. He established it through faith.
That's right.
Yeah? Verse 6, keep therefore and do them, said the Lord, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. Folks, that's why foreign nations are still looking to the American people to stand up for who we are. That's why we're called the light of the world, folks. But if not, let's go to Leviticus 26. Real simple, folks. By the way, when you go through the Holocaust Center in Washington, D.C., these scriptures are up on the walls. Some of these scriptures are up on the walls because they understood what was going on. Verse 17. Let's go to, Leviticus 26. Listen carefully. He said, verse 13, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. I am the one that established this country, folks. That's what the Lord is saying, that you should not be their bondmen. You don't live under a dictatorship. There is no king but King Jesus. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Lord says, I have broken the bands of your yoke. And I made you go upright. But he said this right after that. But if you will not listen unto me and will not do all these commandments, what happened in 1962, folks? Here it is. And if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, thou shalt not judge in your backwards, reprobate minds, so that you will not do all my commandments, because it's legalism.
That's not love.
But that you break my covenants, blood-bought covenants. I will also do this unto you. Listen to the first thing the Lord does. I will also point over you terror. He said, I'll point over you terror in judgment. See what happened in September 11th? You know what happened? All the churches started talking about, oh, this isn't God. No, this isn't God. Dude. No, he could never be doing this. No. How about we're a disobedient people and God is getting in our attention through chastisements that we would send up a prayer and learn through judgment his righteousness and walk therein. What happened after September 11th? You began to be inundated with what? Immorality, unconstitutionality through government, dictatorship pickups from the government.
That's right.
Asking you to give up your rights and your freedoms, which makes perfect sense through the mind of a dictator. Okay? The Lord also said this, I will appoint those to rule over you that hate you. That's what the Lord said, in your disobedience. He says, if you shall despise my statutes or you shall abhor my judgments so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will point over you terror, consumption, burning hog. He goes on and on. I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. You know, remember back... Oh my gosh, dude. Isn't that interesting? Right after September 11th? Remember, what's that one chunky dude's name? Michael Moore?
Oh.
Fahrenheit 911?
Jabba.
Remember, well, he had some good points in there. I can't stand the individual personally. Talking about a reprobate, sick, twisted mind.
Yes.
But when you watch the movie, he had some good points in there. He make light of them, of course. Do you remember when he went on to the outskirts of the United States on our borders?
Yeah, out in Oregon.
Yeah, remember they
Washington.
Remember they couldn't find.
Yeah.
Nobody guarding our borders.
Border.
Yeah, it's like, well, wait a second. I thought there was a terror alert. No. We're just asking you to give up your rights, and we're going to open the borders. And by the way, George Bush was just as illegal as Obama was concerning Arizona and the southern border. And I'll tell you what we need to do, folks. Everybody's talking about the southern border. What we need to do is pay attention to what's going on in the northern border. Nobody's talking about what's going on through Canada and America. We need to look that direction. It's all the way around. But where were all the military guarding our borders? I'll tell you where they're at. They're overseas.
Yep.
Establishing an empire for a dictator.
Guarding the borders of Afghanistan and Iran. Is that the purpose of armed forces?
I guess so.
How is
to police the world.
Us?
It's not.
And now
they're depleting of you, bankrupting you for their wars to establish control, tearing down dictators and putting new people in their places through the Secretary of what's her name? Hillary Clinton.
Oh, Secretary of State.
State. I'm sorry. He's going to say defense. It's like, no, I better not say that one. We got the old CIA head in that position now.
Wonderful.
He's got to be a righteous
trustworthy
guy. Totally.
Got a good track record.
Totally.
Lots of experience.
Great guy.
Love
well,
it.
At least he's Italian.
American.
Likes
Italian.
Pizza. Likes Cokes.
You know, maybe that's...
Just pay attention to the smile on his face, though.
Pizza and Cokes?
Everybody just falling right in line, right? For their promotion. And what are you being promoted to do? Life is but a vapor, and before you know it, you're being promoted to stand before the judge of all the earth who sent his son to die for your sins, and you mocked him because you wanted to have a good life here, and you love your life, you go ahead and have it your way. But now where are you going to be going for eternity? Didn't think that far, did you?
No.
Oh, those people that believe the Bible, they're mentally ill. Really?
Radical.
Really? Wow. Why don't we go ahead and look at history, my friend? Why don't we go look at what's happening on a daily basis through the prayers of the righteous, my friend?
That's right.
Why don't we pay attention to the hand of God exposing evil at every turn in this country, my friend? Who's doing that? Is wicked men doing that, or is God doing that? Because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Who's doing that, folks? Just curious. My Bible tells me, beholding the good and the evil, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro. He's always going to and fro, looking for someone that he can show himself strong on their behalf, who he can perfect for his name's sake. Who will fight up against the workers of iniquity for me? The Lord asked. Psalm 94. Where are you at? When I'm looking at Leviticus 26, I'm seeing, but if you will not listen to me for this, then I'm going to increase the judgments. But if you will not listen to me for this, then I'm going to increase the judgments. If you will not listen to me for this, then I'm going to increase the judgments. Is that what happens? Is that what's happening, folks? Are we getting better or are we getting worse?
Seven times.
Yep. And then at one point, the Lord says, you know what? I'm going to bring them seven times upon your head. I'm going to deliver you up into the hands of your enemies if you will not listen to me. What's happening, folks? You have no power to stand before your enemy. Where's your power, folks? Where's your power?
Where's it found? That's right.
You've departed from your power 50 years ago. Where's your power? Socialists love this. Radicals love this. Because they've convinced you to believe their idiotic attitudes. They're God now. And by the way, that's what tyrants do. Yep. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or check me out on Bradley Dean Facebook, Bradley Dean, or follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1.